Jeanne Flavelle's Hot Commodity Podcast Series. Empowering clients with commercial intelligence, supply chain expertise, and risk management solutions. Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to our Hot Commodity Podcast Series. Today is October 5th, 2018. My name is Mike Coughlin, President and CEO of McKinney Flavelle, and I'm joined by Craig Ruffalo, Vice President McKinney Flavelle.
Hey, Mike, happy Friday, man.
Happy Friday to you.
Thank you.
Hey, you know, our Oakland A's are out.
Oh, I know.
So sad. They had a great year, though.
They did have a good year. Unexpectedly good, I think.
Yeah, it's just wonderful. Absolutely wonderful year. So we'll wait till next year. But, you know, good luck to all the teams that are still in it. Who's your favorite at this point?
Boy, the Houston Astros certainly turned it on towards the end of the season. So I'd have to give them the odds-on favorite to bring home the championship this year.
Yeah, well, we'll have to see. Should be exciting. And
yep, I think the Boston Red Sox-Yankees series will go back to the old days where that rivalry is going to be awful heated. We're going to see some close pitches, maybe even a few brushback pitches that might stir the pot a little bit. We're going to watch that series closely.
Should be fun.
Yeah, man.
Hey, I was thinking today that we talk a little bit about sugar.
All right.
And specifically, you know, we get a lot of questions from our client base, especially if there's something in the Wall Street Journal about world sugar, number 11 sugar, prices going down, and why? Why?
That's right.
Can't the domestic prices here follow suit? Same thing we get with the number 16 U.S. raw sugar market. And so I thought today maybe you could talk a little bit about that question in particular and a little bit more about how pricing in the United States is determined and why somebody can't just say, hey, the 11s are going down, the world raw market's going down, or the domestic number 16 is going down. Why is my domestic price not going down?
On a refined basis. Yeah, you know, it's a long-standing question within the sugar industry, and particularly those that have a 40,000-foot level view of this market and don't play in it every day. And the number 11 world market, as we were taught when we first joined this firm, was basically a dump market. It is an avenue for sugar in exportable surplus producing countries, say, for example, Brazil or the Dominican Republic, that have excess supply to their domestic demand, but they don't have an avenue of trade. They don't have a predetermined trade route for that sugar, but they don't want to have their domestic price suffer. So they find an avenue like the number 11 world market to move sugar at a price that will be, I guess, ready to go for a company or a customer or a country that says, you know, at that price, I just can't refuse it. I'm going to go ahead and purchase some. But it's really an avenue that is sugar without a home. They call it the residual market or the dump market. Most countries around the world, Mike, including the United States, even if you're a net importing country like we are, have some protection to their domestic markets. Mm-hmm. So they have all kinds of different forms of subsidization or restriction of trade when it comes to sugar, because it is generally grown just about everywhere in the world. So there's a lot of places out there that the number 11 market is really a non-factor as it determines the domestic price for sugar. As it pertains to the United States, for example, being a net importing country, we do need additional sugar to enter our market. And based on our policy, it really encourages raw sugar to go through our traditional cane refiners to turn into refined sugar. To encourage those countries that might have some surplus production, we actually allow them to price their raw sugar when it enters our market to the number 16 raw sugar price.
Okay.
So it's usually trading at a pretty good premium to the number 11 market. Today's values, it's roughly about 13 cent spread. It's about 12 cents on the number 11 nearby futures, and it's around 25 cents plus for our domestic market. So if you're a net surplus producer around the world and you have accessibility to our market, which market would you trade in?
Oh, yes. We obviously know the answer.
The U.S. market, right? So again, the majority of the raw sugar traded into our marketplace is going to start with the number 16 price. And as our wonderful USDA does every month, they're going to project out for us the supply-demand balance sheet in our WASDE report. And of course, in this particular era, we are now subjugated to the United States Department of Agriculture, managing every component of supply for our marketplace through some form of program, including the suspension agreement that we have with our trading partners in Mexico. And they're establishing a 13.5% stocks to use ratio for carryout for the September 30th, 2019 date. With that, they're trying to manage how much imports that we will require based on our domestic production against our consumption. So currently, as we all saw last month, they reduced Mexico's imports by over 500,000 tons to try to balance to a 13.5% stocks to use ratio. Well, what does it really signal? Because we have two distinct different industries within our marketplace, the U.S. Department of Agriculture has to take a look at carryout for each the beet sugar industry and for the raw sugar industry to determine how much sugar we require beyond what the domestic industry is producing. In the case of the beet sugar industry, we've gone from excessively high inventories, which allowed them to have to price sugar accordingly to move it into the marketplace, which means price goes down. To a point now where they're comfortable with their carryout this last September 30.
Right.
And they're in a position where they feel, you know what, we don't really have to chase the market. On the other side of our marketplace, the refiners, they went from having no accessibility to raw sugar in a large manner, both from Mexico and also from their domestic supply sources, to an abundance. Mm-hmm. And thus our raw sugar price went from 29, 30 cents down to this 25 cent level. That doesn't necessarily equate to a refined sugar equivalent in the drop of price. First, the beet sugar industry doesn't have a raw sugar, so they're not following the number 16 market at all. They're not responsible for having to be transparent about their costs. They just simply offer a refined price. A cane refiner has a choice. When the raw sugar market goes down, they can either pocket the difference between the domestic refined price that they're offering in the raw sugar, or they can choose to be a little more competitive and pass along some of that drop. In the current environment, you have basically four refining companies in the United States, and of which one dominates the landscape.
Right.
And they can choose how much they want to pass along for the raw sugar, if at all. And that comes to the regionality of the marketplace.
Right. Very good question. We get that a lot as well.
Yeah. It's,
regions.
You know, in our marketplace, we have to remember freight is a good, big component. And everyone out there that's buying anything right now understands that freight is becoming a bigger impact to our price. But beyond that, it's where are your plants situated against where the suppliers are producing, right? Mm-hmm. And if you're looking at the West Coast, for example, there are only two manufacturing plants in the state of California. Mm-hmm. The next closest are in the states of Idaho and Colorado. Mm-hmm. So the domestic industry recognizes the freight game, and they will basically put their FOB pricing, or price before freight, to a freight equivalent just below what a competitor could deliver sugar into our marketplace. So if you're looking for refined sugar in the West Coast, for example, whether you're looking in Washington, Oregon, or California, you have one option, and that is the CNH refinery in Crockett, California, that's owned by SR Group. They don't really have any competition. Now, in the general market, if they want to compete against beet sugar, they only have one competitor in the state of California, and that is the Brawley plant. Small in size, so they don't dominate the landscape. So there's really no competition, if you will, out here in real terms for the sugar market. And so the regional pricing in the West Coast is more dictated by the supply of refined sugar than it is of the supply of raw sugar or the number 16 or the number 11 market, just for an example.
Right. That's a very good recap. Going back to S&D, supply and demand.
Man, it's economics 101. I think, Mike, you took your economics 101 course, didn't they do a little guns and butter? You know, so the old demand, guns and butter was the old thing my old economics professor used.
Yeah, I remember that.
It's the old supply and demand and the elasticity and price. And so in this case, you have a limited supply base to start with. And the fact of the matter is that they don't have a lot less motivation to move price down when they have lack of competition.
Excellent. Great recap, Craig. We're going to go ahead and wrap it up. But hey, you know what? We have our commodities market update webinar coming up.
We do.
Yes.
All right.
On October 24th, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Am I allowed to attend that?
You can attend that. You won't be speaking, but you can definitely attend it.
Yeah. How do I do that? How do I sign up to attend that webinar?
Oh, that's a great question. You're leading the witness. You can either go on our website and register there, or those that get our publications in the email body, there'll be a place where you can just click, simply click and register.
All right.
So October 24th, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. So
awesome.
Also, hey, check out our website, mckinneyflavelle.com. We have, Craig, as you know, daily blog posts called In the Know.
We do.
Yeah. You read them all the time.
I do. I do indeed.
Every single day, something topical. So check out our website. We got tons of great information on there and intelligence, and just check it out. But until next week, Craig, enjoy your weekend.
Remain with an attitude of gratitude, my friend.
I will. Oh, I love it. All right. Goodbye to everybody.
Hey, have a great weekend.
Take care. That concludes this podcast episode. For more information, visit us on the web at bikini-favelle.com. Also, follow us on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter for the latest industry news, updates, and intelligence.